From nutritionists with Pizza Hut to the chefs at Yale University to influential personal trainers, Ron Supis shared his Western Kansas farmer's savvy to conversations across the grain industry value chain during his time as chairman of the Wheat Foods Council. In early June, he passed off the leadership baton just ahead of harvest during the organization's annual meeting, but not before he helped facilitate a bit more education on how wheat is developed and grown. Supis said, "I really enjoy the ability to talk to different industries connected with wheat. It's not just about wheat farmers, but millers and bakers. You get a real good perspective of what's going on out there in the industry, and I'm able to spread the word about what's involved with wheat breeding and farming." About 30 Wheat Foods Council members attended the summer meeting in Manhattan, Kansas, where the group explored the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, the Hal Ross Flour Mill, and the IGP Institute, along with learning from some of the brightest minds in the global wheat industry about the latest in wheat breeding technologies and genetic studies. Supis said the meeting was great and well planned out. We showcased what we have in Manhattan, and it was very worthwhile. Even for the people who had been there before, every time you go through the North Campus Complex, you pick up and learn something else. The Wheat Foods Council does try to do that wherever we go, visiting flour mills or seeing new scientific techniques. Supis and his wife Shirley, along with their son Shane, farm roughly 12,000 acres in west central Kansas. Wheat and sorghum make up their primary crops. Supis has served as a Kansas Wheat Commissioner since 2003, serving as chairman in 13 and 14, and serves as chairman of the Kansas Wheat Commission Research Foundation. He has also traveled extensively overseas with U.S. Wheat Associates as a member of the U.S. Wheat Board of Directors, having served as chairman of the wheat industry's export market development arm from 2007 to 2008. The culmination of these experiences, combined with his producer frame of mind, helped focus his chairman's agenda of building connections across the entire wheat value chain. That work entails not only connecting with leaders at major restaurant chains or chefs responsible for university food systems, but also committing to a shared mission, providing information and education about the production and nutritional value of wheat. At the end of the organization's time in Manhattan, Supis turned over the gavel to next year's chairman, Kent Juliet, with Ardent Mills. He said he still plans on staying involved with the Wheat Foods Council as past chairman and with other government and industry committees. He said, "They're going to keep me busy, and when I'm not doing that, in my spare time, I'm going to try and grow some wheat." For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.